None but the hungry heart. 11:27. Personalization. He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1:31. There should be a progression in one's faith from objective facts about the Lord Jesus to personal fellowship with him. It is sad to see the Lord's people, even many who pass for spiritual, who have very little concern about the Lord Jesus himself. They can talk much about his work, but show very clearly that the person of the Lord Jesus has never really won their hearts. They could not truly say, "Yes, he is altogether lovely." They are interested in his work because that is for them. There is the selfish element in it. But to find in the Lord Jesus Christ what the Father saw in him when he said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom is all my delight," this place in the purpose of the Father, all too few seem to have found. It is a proof of immense favour from the Father if, in our heart's estimation, the Lord Jesus is fairer than the children of men. It is easy to sing hymns and to use the most precious expressions in Scripture in a sentimental way, but it is another thing for our hearts really to find rest and satisfaction in the moral perfections of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only object for faith, the only one that satisfies us, as indeed he is the Father's object. And if we have got but one mind with the Father about him, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. If you are walking in the Spirit, the Lord Jesus is the object before you. When you are walking in the flesh, yourself is your object. Truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:3.